I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events, major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories, the unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hour number two, the Bob and Jeff Show, KFH. We haven't even mentioned that Jeff's Guardians face my Cardinals starting a three-game series tonight at Busch Stadium in St. Louis. Really nothing riding on it except my pride. Jeff checked in his pride many years ago.
You said the Royals, they're going to make the playoffs like it was nothing. They're two up in the wild card race ahead of Detroit and Minnesota, and it's tenuous.
Yeah, they better hold on.
When your magic number is 8 with 10 to play, that's not something that you want to really mess around with.
No, I didn't say they're messing around with it.
But you're like, they're going to make the playoffs.
I think they'll make the playoffs. They have a favorable schedule, but they got to take care of business.
Well, they
the Giants aren't very good right now.
Detroit at home, I mean, Detroit's playing extremely well, but that's you shouldn't be swept in that series.
Well,
you
no,
should
absolutely
find a way to get
not.
One of those.
No, absolutely not. And now he's talking like his team's just the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Thank you. Since white bread.
They're in, so he can say.
Yeah, now he can let down his guard.
Yeah, it's not a big deal until the playoffs get here. So
probably
he can
get a round one bye, so that's not a big deal.
He's got 10 days to 2 weeks where he can just, whatever. Yeah,
exactly.
It don't matter.
That's true.
The Royals, they're not in yet. You know,
All right.
Can say this stuff.
You want to play my quiz first? Or
yes.
Andrew, do you have the time to play the game?
So. Good. I wanted to listen.
There it is. A Friday edition of the game. What do you have, Jeff, first?
Well, I've got, I was on the MLB app, and sometimes all the time, you can click a button to play that day's quiz, and this quiz was, can you match the MLB trio's first name to their shared last name?
I'll try.
Okay. Cody, Tyson, and David.
Cody, Tyson.
Yeah.
And David.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not going to give you all these, but we'll give you...
Give me the first letter of the last name.
Well, we've got a World Series hero in there.
Ross.
Sorry,
there you go. Alexa didn't get it. This one's easy. Joe, Dom, and Vince.
DiMaggio.
Kip, David, and Vernon.
Wells.
Hack, Mookie, and
Wilson.
CJ. Hack, come on. Miguel, Willie, and Jason. Willie, W-I-L-L-I.
Calhoun.
Close.
What is it?
Castro. Dimitri.
What'd you say?
I don't know.
Dimitri, Cy, and Eric. Freddie, Jamie, and Kareem.
Something went wrong.
Kareem.
I'm going to throw Alexa against the wall here in about a minute.
Ooh.
My Alexa device has gone off the rails. What was the
Freddie,
last
one? Jaime, and Kareem.
Freddie Garcia.
Yeah.
I'm done. I've dominated that.
Oh, let's do three more.
Let's go to...
I want to try. You answer,
okay,
I want to think.
Okay, go ahead.
No,
do you want to try?
No, I want him to try. I want to know if I know him.
Aaron and Glenn Allen.
Hill.
Willie Moe, Alejandro, and Tony.
What now?
Willie Moe.
Pena.
Sid, Tony, and Alex. That's a tough one.
Sid, Tony, and Alex.
Yes.
I don't know that one.
You know, who's Sid?
Sid Bream.
Come on, there are three Breams.
I don't know.
Who's Sid?
Sid who?
The Mets. Number 50.
Oh.
Hawaiian.
Yeah, Fernandez.
Yeah. Russell, Billy, and Leonis.
Russell, Billy, and Leonis.
Yeah.
Leonis. Oh, gosh. Russell, I don't know that one.
Martin or Martin.
Martin.
Miguel Jesus and Rafael.
Miguel.
That's a good one. I got it.
Miguel.
That's a tough one, though.
Jesus and Rafael. Bellyard.
Montero.
All right, I'm done.
One last one. Robbie, Trace, and Milt.
Thompson.
There you go. What do you got, dudes?
Good players. I can't match that. We shouldn't play my game.
Oh, come on. Come on. Your game's always fun. And it's a competition game.
This is a competition game. General knowledge questions.
Okay.
That will be knowledge. Very simple, but you have to get the first one right in order to go to the bonus question.
Oh, wow. Okay. We got a bonus round.
And if you miss the first question, the other guy can steal.
There you go.
Are there different point values for the bonus question?
No, just one.
Really? Then why is it a bonus?
Because you get it. If the other guy doesn't, he doesn't get a chance at the bonus.
Fine, play.
You're such a whiner.
Let's go. Well, yeah, what a whiner. I am just excited.
So excited. The first questions you should be able to get. The second one will be a little more difficult.
I'll go first.
Bob will go first.
Why does he get to go first?
I got 50 questions, so you can pick the number for that question.
All right.
So pick a number, 1 to 50.
20.
Number 20. General questions. What is the term for the system of government where power is divided between a central government and individual states? These are all about the United
Democracy.
States. That is incorrect. You now get a multiple choice.
Okay.
Unitary system, federal system, parliamentary system, or confederal system?
I would say federal.
You are correct.
Well, that's just a ridiculous.
You picked the number for the question.
I stole it.
Some are going to be easy, some are not.
12.
No, you're in the bonus round.
I am?
12? Okay. What is the second largest country by landmass?
China?
Incorrect. The correct answer.
Do I get a chance
to
steal?
Yes, you can steal it. The bonus question.
The second largest country
by landmass.
By landmass. Well, I'd have to know the first one. Australia.
I could tell you the first one.
Canada.
No, the first one's the USSR or the Soviet Union.
Now it's Russia. I don't think it's...
Russia. Okay, whatever. So Russia's number one in landmass.
Well, I don't think it is anymore.
Number two.
I'd say Canada.
Canada would have been correct.
Are you even keeping... Is it my turn again?
Hey, there was only... 3-1 me?
No, you didn't get anything right.
What do you mean?
You got nothing. You said Australia. You're out. You lost that. You didn't get any questions.
So isn't
right.
It his turn now to pick a question?
No, now it's your turn. We'll start to your side. So pick a number 1 to 50.
9.
Number 9. See, some of these are really simple. That's why I let you. Which U.S. state is known as the Lone Star State?
Texas, please.
Oh, my God.
Very good. Bonus question.
Meanwhile, I get, what's the name of the Confederate Republic of the
government? Yeah, well, you shouldn't have picked 20.
What a ridiculous.
You shouldn't have picked 20. Jeff?
Yep.
Well, you're in a bonus question.
I sure am.
What number you want?
Oh, 10, the next one.
The next one. What color is the sand on Prince Edward Island?
Where'd you find this nonsense?
This is Canada. So the bonus questions, if you haven't figured out, are about Canada. And the regular questions are about the United States.
Black.
I almost said it. You can steal it.
What's the question? What color is the sand
on Prince Edward Island?
On Prince Edward Island.
Yes.
White sand.
It is red. Incorrect. Jeff leads 2-0. Pick a number, 1 to 50.
1.
Ooh, number 1. If you miss this one, you're in trouble. What is the capital of the United States?
D.C.
You are correct.
Doesn't he have to say the whole name?
Is on the board. Not in my world. All right, pick a number.
2.
When does Canada Day occur? We've talked about this a lot on this show.
And I got to tell you, it has not stuck. October 17th.
Incorrect.
I think it's during the baseball season, because I know that the Blue Jays observe it. I think it's relatively early in the baseball season, too. So I'm going to say it's April 20th.
Incorrect. It's July 1st. All right?
April 20th would be bad.
Yeah. Okay. You pick.
47.
47. Okay. In which year did the United States enter World War II?
Ooh.
1941.
You are correct.
Darn it.
3-1,
Jeff. I thought he'd miss that one.
Please.
Jeff, pick another
one. You questioned yourself.
Yeah, because the Pearl Harbor was so late in 41 that I was thinking maybe they didn't declare.
Yeah, let's wait 24 days.
Until 42.
They just bombed our. let's give it 3 weeks.
Exactly.
What an unbelievable.
Well, you
got to
go through the checks and balances. That's why I said 41.
I'm just going to keep the same number for both.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea.
So you get this one.
46.
When what year did Canada become a country?
How would we know this?
1809.
Oh, close. 1867.
Close. You didn't get to steal.
Oh. Yeah, you didn't let me steal.
Okay, I'll give you another question.
Number three.
Number three, I'll give you that question in order to try to steal. You're not going to get this. We can just move on.
Yeah, move on.
Okay, you want?
He wasn't going to get 1867.
You want number three, Bob?
Yeah.
Okay, number three, United States. Which river is the longest in the United States?
The Mississippi.
You are correct. 3-2. Well, I told you. Those
ones
are going to be easy.
Are you kidding me?
No, I'm not kidding you.
I've gotten at least four right.
Number
three. Take one away from him for this incessant.
He's getting close.
Uh-oh. Whining.
But you might get this Canadian question.
Come on, baby.
Number three. What is the Canadian national anthem?
Oh, Canada.
Correct.
Good Bob. God.
Sweet.
3-3. Jeff.
22.
Double deuce.
Oh, that's going to be hard.
Grand Canyon is primarily located in which U.S. state?
That's a tough one.
You know what?
It's either New Hampshire or Arizona.
Come on, just answer.
I think
question.
I'll go Arizona.
You are correct. Good job, Jeffrey. Bob's. You guys should all get this. Canada produces 85% of the world's supply of what food item?
Maple syrup.
You are correct.
So easy.
Well, you picked the right number.
Ridiculous.
Your turn. Pick a number.
Four.
Four? Are you sure?
It's a tough one. I heard that was one of the.
What is the tallest mountain in North America?
Oh, God. What is that mountain?
Located in.
You can't tell them where it's located.
What is that mountain?
Guess.
Mount Rainier.
That is incorrect.
Mount McKinley?
Denali. Located in Alaska.
Yeah, it was in Alaska. We knew that. You don't give.
You're up. Nobody gets a bonus question. You picked the number. That's why I let you pick the number of the question.
16.
Number 16. Which mountain range runs along the eastern part of the United States?
Oh, my God.
Appalachian.
You are correct, Jeff.
So easy.
Is going out.
Are you trying to get him?
I just give it. You guys are picking the numbers. I'm not doing anything except reading the question. He ain't going to get this one.
I might.
What's Canada's only official bilingual province?
Oh, gosh.
Probably Quebec.
Incorrect.
What?
Yes. It's only French.
Oh, my goodness. So is it Ontario?
Well, Bob gets a chance to steal.
Yeah, give me a chance to steal.
Fine.
And no.
It's not Ontario, obviously. <He's> Nova Scotia.
Oh, close. New Brunswick.
Darn it.
Yeah, I wouldn't have gotten that one.
All right.
Darn it.
Bob, pick a number. You better pick better numbers.
50.
50 nifty. It's
going
like
down.
Like making him scroll.
What is the national bird of the United States?
Eagle.
Correct.
What kind of eagle?
Number 50. Now I got to find it on here. Oh. What is Canada's national sport?
Oh, baby, hockey.
Incorrect.
Curling?
Jeff?
Curling.
Lacrosse.
Well, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Well, I don't know what to tell you. That is the Canadian national sport. Well,
that's dumb. Nobody ever talks about Canadian lacrosse.
No. I didn't know it until I was a teenager. I thought it was hockey.
Should be hockey.
Should be.
We got a couple more here then.
39. We got as many as we got.
No, we're going to get to our guest.
Oh, we do have
something.
A guest, don't we? Dang it.
Yeah.
Can we push Joanna back to next
no,
week?
No, we can't. And I'm going to tell her you said that.
What is the largest state in the United States by land area?
Alaska.
You are correct.
Well, of course he is.
7-4. Well, he's picking the right ones and you're not.
You're giving him a bunch of layups.
Well, what am I supposed to do? Originally from Quebec, what food comes from the local French slang word for a mess?
No clue. Jelly.
No.
No clue.
Poutine.
Okay, that makes sense.
Well, pick a number.
This is it.
Pick a number.
10.
Which U.S. state is known as the Garden State?
New Jersey.
Correct. Bonus question.
For 3 points in the win.
It's 7-5, so you should have played a little longer.
For 3 points in the win.
He went first. I get another turn.
That's true, which gives you another chance. What is Canada's national animal?
Huh? The national animal. Elk.
Incorrect.
Moose.
The beaver.
I almost said beaver. Doggone it. All right.
No, get one more.
We need a break. We'll come back.
No, I get the last segment. Number two.
You won. We'll resume in the last segment. I am never rude to guests.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
I will guess that this song resonates with our next guest, Rock With You, Michael Jackson, as we play music highlighted on KEYN. Hello, Joanna. Is that a song that you relate to?
I mean, it's a great song. I mean, you guys think into music a whole lot more deeply than I do. Any song that is as catchy as that one is going to make me happy.
There you go. That's all we're asking for, is for you and yours to be happy. So let's delve into tonight's games as week three is upon us. I happen to think the best game involving an area team is undefeated Bueller at undefeated Great Bend. Do you concur?
Well, I think that's definitely going to be a good game. Bueller has gotten off to a really good start. I mean, they beat Mulvane. They won by 3 touchdowns there. They handled Augusta as well. Great Bend opened the season by beating one of our area teams, which escapes me. I'm assuming Jeff
McPherson.
Knows. You know. Thank you. They beat McPherson right off the bat there, 28-6. So I think that will be definitely a tough game.
It will be a tough game. I'm interested, and the outcome, you know, we might think we probably know it, but Wellington and Clearwater, for some reason that caught my attention, because Clearwater's 2-0. They're not a team in the last few years that has had much success. Wellington 0-2, but have played really tough teams. I call this the game we'll learn the most from in this week. What do you? How do you break that one down?
Well, I think it's a good one to highlight. And I think that any time that we have like you pointed out, Clearwater has had some rough seasons. So to see them start off 2-0 is really exciting to see. And so I know that when I was covering games with the Wichita Eagle, these were the teams that you wanted to hit early because you didn't know if that record was going to stick. We're going to find out, because Wellington may be sitting at 0-2, but they lost to Collegiate 22-19, and they lost to Andale 56-48. This is a team that clearly played good defense against Collegiate and put up a ton of points against Andale. So I think Clearwater is going to have its hands full with that one.
To my friends in Clearwater, good luck. go ahead, Duda.
Trying to be nice.
Joanna, what about Andover and Goddard? Andover just finally won. They broke a long losing streak. And obviously the second part of my question is because they beat Mays. Is Mays in trouble after the Andover Goddard comments.
Oh, okay, well, I mean, let's absolutely talk about Andover here for a second, because it is good to see them get a win. It has been some time for them. So to see them get that win was really good. It was against Mays, and Mays is clearly, this is a down year for Mays. And they have had, that is a program that hasn't just been one-hit wonders. They have been consistently strong for quite some time, and these types of seasons do happen. I think there's so many good young athletes in that program. I hope that they'll be able to get going here. But for Andover, I think that that's a confidence booster. And, you know, Goddard, they opened with a win against Mays. They only managed 7 points, though, which concerned me when they faced Eisenhower. But they did; they scored 3 touchdowns against Eisenhower. So I think that Andover and Goddard is actually a pretty good matchup tonight to watch.
Joanna Chadwick is with us. Let's change gears. We'll get back to some high school games to watch tonight. But it was announced yesterday that the Kansas State High School Activities Association is going to expand the limit for basketball from 20 regular season games to 23. Of course, I see reaction on Twitter. We all think that more regular season games are in order. But I see some coaches, and you're married to a girls basketball coach, Brian at Derby. I see a lot of coaches saying, now give us more time in the off season with our players. And I'm sitting here thinking, man, we need all-around athletes. Help me understand, do individual sports like baseball, basketball, football, team sports, and others need more time to be with their high school teams, or do they need more time to experiment with their skills and maybe play a variety of sports and not be worried about what they might be missing on?
First of all, I think that this was an excellent decision by the board of directors to add these games, and I'm really pleased. I mean, it's been a long time coming. As slow as Keisha moves, at least I feel like we're going in the right direction pretty consistently with Keisha, so that's positive. When it comes to the summertime, I talked with a lot of coaches because I was intrigued. Coach Martin from Northwest mentioned to me this summer about a failed thing that had happened, which would basically have – it didn't pass. Basically, winter sports would get June, and then fall sports would be able to take July through, like, the start of the year with maybe, like, a buffer week right before the season. And that, to me, makes a lot of sense because – you've got kids who are playing 2-3 sports, and it's all going on at the same time. And so, you know, if coaches don't communicate, if kids don't communicate, those kids may just be skipping out on something, or they're just pulled in every single direction. So I'm very much intrigued by that. Now, a negative about that is then you're saying to a kid who's in baseball, basketball, and football that, okay, baseball kid, basketball kid, you're going full bore in June, but you don't get any break then because now you're into football for the rest of the summer. So I don't know if there's a win-win situation here. I think that the buffer week that happens over the 4th of July, the dead week that happens, rather, I think that was really a key decision that was made previously, and coaches seem to like it. Now, I will say that some coaches have met in their own schools. So you have, I think Collegiate said that next year they're going like 3 weeks, like 4 weeks for football, for basketball, 3 weeks for football, something like that. So that then they get those kids not playing the other sport during that time. And that's two coaches working together to really make sure that they can keep their kids all playing multiple sports, which we all love. And yet at the same time, they're able to focus on what they need to without the burnout that happens. I'm not sure if I actually answered your question there, because your answer was
you did.
I don't know.
You know, I'm an old guy. I go back. I think we did just fine when we competed in football, basketball, and baseball, or wrestling, or track and field in their seasons. And I think we did okay then, but I may be wrong. We may be better now. I don't know. Jeff, go ahead.
I'll go back to a high school game. How surprised were you that Northwest shut out East last week, that it was a low-scoring game in general, and does that take any luster off Capen East tonight?
Well, I think for both East and Capen, it's going to be a really key game because, you know, even with what Capen has not, they were tested against Andover, and so that to me is would be a concern anyway. And then to now you're playing East after rolling past North. I think that they probably had a pretty tough week of practice trying to get ready for this game against East because, number one, East is going to be pissed, as they should be, because to get shut out, I know that they did not want to have that happen. And, you know, they beat Northwest twice last year, so I'm assuming that they thought that they were going to be able to do that again. I was surprised that it was only 14-0. I was surprised that East didn't score. I was surprised it took until late in the third quarter to get the first points on the board. But it sounds like it was an incredible matchup, which you always love to see, just a dogfight. I would think Cape and East will be a dogfight tonight.
Final moments here with Joanna Chadwick, Vibe Magazine. She appears every Friday on the show. So there's a game in Western Sedgwick County tonight that has been a big game on the schedule for many years. Garden Plain at Cheney. Garden Plain 1-1, but their loss was to Conway Springs, the defending Class 1A state football champion. Cheney is just, their program is maybe at the highest. Well, they certainly are going very well. Can Garden Plain stay in this game at Cheney tonight?
Well, you know, that was a tough game to lose to Conway. I mean, they scored a late touchdown, lost 13-7, and I know that hurts, especially against another one of their big rivals. Frankly, Cheney's just kind of rolling along. I mean, those are two quality wins over Holcomb and Kingman. I think Garden Plain is going to have a really tough one tonight. Can they hang with them? Yeah, I think they can. But I think it is going to be really tough because and looking at what Cheney's doing, I think is really fun to watch. And maybe it's because we're super selfish being in sports media. We love new storylines. And Cheney's not necessarily a new storyline, but it's new enough for us that we, you know, we can talk about a lot of different things with them, and I think that that's really fun to see.
Always good to catch up with you, and we appreciate your time, and we'll get with you next week, okay?
All right, bye, guys. Thank you.
All right, Joanna Chadwick with us from Vibe Magazine. We'll be back. We'll continue. Jeff thinks he already won the game, but he wants to let me back in by playing more. I don't understand it. What's
well,
the score?
It was my turn, and you just...
What's the score?
7-5.
Well, I guess we'll go a few more rounds and
see what happens.
I mean, I can't believe a guy just giving up a win.
He's confident.
We're doing a coin flip for something very important. I'll call it. Do it again. I'll call
what do you
it.
Call?
I'll call tails. It is tails.
Gosh. Dang it.
Yeah, geez,
well, we agreed to that.
Yeah, great. That's awesome. Thanks.
Why are you so upset? You got to do a show with Duda?
Yeah, forget it.
No, I got to do a show, and I don't get the four-day weekend.
My goodness, I'd love to do a show with Duda.
Well, then you can do Friday.
No, I'll do one the following week. I'll do one the following
week. It should
have
been who wins the game. I agree with that.
All right, we're going to resume Jason's game.
Okay.
It's America and Canada, U.S. Canada. What do you have? Whose turn is it?
Jeff's
What's
turn.
The score?
Jeff's turn. Jeff's up 7-5.
Oh, my.
And this is the bottom of the eighth.
Now we're
going to
do five more rounds.
But this isn't the first of a round. This is the end of a round.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Jeff, pick a number.
33,
general knowledge of the United States. Here you go. Who is the first president of the United States?
Oh, man.
You even have to just say the name and move on. Don't be a clown.
John G.
No, he said something.
George Washington.
Are you giving him that?
Yes, I am giving him that.
He said John Tyler.
I was working it out in my head.
Which city is known as the City of Trees for its abundant green spaces and parks?
This is Canada.
Yeah.
I got this one.
You do?
Yeah.
Vancouver?
No.
Edmonton?
No.
All
right. If I was to say I played hockey there, could you figure it out?
Nope. Calgary?
Never played in Calgary. Saskatoon?
Sexsmith.
Saskatoon.
There you go.
Played in Calgary?
Well, I played in Calgary, but not for
Calgary. All right.
Pick a number.
My turn. 31.
31. There you go, Bob. I'm going to mark it down. Which state is known as the Sunshine State?
Florida.
Good job.
Lame.
Notice I didn't go, what's next?
Notice you're losing.
How about this? What Canadian city is known for its annual Stampede celebration?
Calgary.
Correct. Dang it. That's so easy.
And it's 8-7 all of a sudden.
Uh-oh.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it was 7-5. You just got two. You got one.
47.
Uh-oh.
47.
Remember, this is the bottom of the whatever.
You already did 47.
45.
45. Who was the first woman to be appointed to the U.S. Supreme Court?
Sandra Day O'Connor.
Ah. Correct. Very good.
Don't give him a good one here.
Your Canadian... Oh, here we go again. Which city is the capital of Saskatchewan?
Saskatoon.
Incorrect.
What? Oh, Regina.
Bob.
Regina.
You are correct.
No way.
Well, you what, just gave
that,
it
You
to
want
him.
To take a win like that?
I knew it.
No, you didn't.
Of course I
Nine
did.
Eight.
He's a liar. Take a point away.
You know
from
why
him.
I
a
knew
liar.
It? My friend Wayne Gifford used to go there to hunt with his dad every year.
No, that's not surprising.
Or fish and hunt. Yeah, I knew it. All right, what's the score now?
9-8, Jeff.
And I got a chance to take the lead.
You do.
Oh, this is so awesome.
Pick a number.
Nine.
Number 9. Holy man.
One of my favorite numbers, by the way.
We've already done 9.
Yeah, I thought we've already done 9.
We just did 8.
7, for crying out loud.
The Civil Rights Act of 1964 aimed to end discrimination based on what?
Based on...
5 seconds.
A color of skin.
Which would be called?
Nationality.
He's guessed. He is guessed. Do I not?
I don't know if I might be able to give him that, though.
No.
Yeah, you can.
Race is the
race.
Answer.
Race
that's
is
what,
So that's answer. My, that's me.
I get
he
it.
He said.
What do you rule?
He said nationality. You asked him to be specific, and he was wrong. And
race.
The answer was race.
That's what race is.
But he asked you to be more
that's
specific.
That's what race is. Give it to me.
We're canceling that.
No,
and
it's
going
not.
To another question.
Oh, that's
that
terrible.
Is absolutely not what race is.
Number 15.
All right. 15. What event marked the beginning of the U.S. involvement in World War II?
Good Lord.
The bombing of Pearl Harbor.
Correct.
I can't believe you sometimes the way you
it's tough.
Moderate.
There's not a person listening who doesn't want me to win.
What is
when
the...
We've only got a couple more rounds.
What is the most
popular? I don't care how many we have.
What is the most popular type of cheese in Canada?
Well, I don't think it's American. American.
Is that your answer?
Yeah.
No, it's not American.
Cheddar.
Correct.
Thank you.
Really?
Yes.
Well, that's ridiculous. What's the score?
10-9, Jeff.
You're kidding. He's come back to tie. When he can't
You're
even
winning.
Answer questions
10,
right?
Nine.
Yeah, but it was 9-9.
Yeah, and you got that.
I'll take number 40.
Give him the hardest.
Well, I'm just giving you the questions that are the numbers. That's why I asked for the numbers.
We got 2 minutes.
We got as much time as I say we have.
Well, you're a
40.
Well, I can't say
and
that.
And then one more round after this. 40. Let's go.
The National Mall, with landmarks such as the Washington Monument and Lincoln Memorial, is located in which city?
Washington, D.C.
Dumbest thing I've ever heard.
You are correct.
I thought some of these were supposed to be difficult.
Well, some are difficult.
Not any ones that we've
Next.
Answered.
Okay, well, you want difficult. Here you go.
Here we go.
Which Canadian city is known as the Windy City? Neither one of you are going to get this. You've never even heard of this city.
Fine. Nova Scotia Island.
I don't know.
Lethbridge, Alberta.
Don't know it. Next.
Pick a number, Bob.
Last round.
Last round, one each.
Number 42, Jackie Robinson.
What is the primary purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court?
The primary purpose of the U.S. Supreme Court is to pass laws.
That's wrong.
That is wrong.
It's to interpret the law.
That's correct.
Thank you.
And pass laws.
They don't pass laws. Congress passes laws.
Of course yes. They pass laws.
Bonus question.
They interpret the passage of laws. What kind of a moron doesn't know that?
I don't know. 42.
Next.
Bonus question.
Play the music, Andrew.
Which Canadian city is known as the Festival City?
Calgary.
That's mine.
No. You didn't get it right. You can answer this now.
Oh, the Festival City.
Yes.
Vancouver.
Edmonton.
Oh, you should have said Edmonton. No,
that's it.
No, it's not.
Good job.
Just
thank
ask
you.
Number one.
Which river separates the eastern and western portions of the continental United States?
Mississippi.
Incorrect.
Which river?
Oh, the Missouri.
Missouri. Of course.
Which river separates the eastern and western portions of the continental United States?
The Missouri River.
Continental Divide.
That's not a river.
Well, we need a new host.
What are you talking about?
The Continental Divide?
That's not a river.
I just wanted to get you guys going a little bit. You're okay. It's all right, boys.
What the hell kind of question is that?
Who won?
If you can't depend on the
Jeff
question.
Won like 12-9.
Doesn't matter.
It wasn't even
We're
close.
We're throwing that out. That's the most ridiculous. What river?
Continental Divide. It's a river.
Terrible.
It isn't.
All right, we've come to the end. Thank goodness.
Greatest game ever.
For the week. We'll be back here on Monday. Andrew Fry, thank you for your work in the absence of Max Power. Max will be back in the seat on Monday. We'll see you all then. Have a good weekend.
Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.